There's a growing sense in the world of the arts that social activism is an obligation, not an option, that the notion of the artist as a detached and somehow separate entity is a dated one, and that people who create and seek to inspire should do so with a social purpose in mind. Rachel Schutz is a performing artist and the founder of a new organization called Artists for Social Justice, and she's with us in our studio. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Chris.
Why is this important now?
Well, we're living in an increasingly divided time. We've had a recent election that has divided us even more, that has brought a lot of difficult social issues to the fore. And so as artists, it seems like the right time to be getting involved in these issues and to be making our voices heard.
Well, I mean, you know, many people become artists because they want to be kept away from all this, right? Just leave me alone. Let me make my mud pies or whatever.
It's true. It's true. Some people certainly do go into the arts for that reason. But I think an equal proportion go into it with an idea that they shape culture. And I think culture is so much a part of these social justice issues. And having artists that are part of building culture and part of shaping culture be part of the discussion in how our society is built around justice issues is really important. And I think increasingly artists are saying, you know what, I might have gone into this wanting to just sort of be a hermit and do my own thing, but now I can't do that. Now I have a responsibility to speak out.
Well, you know, if you have a I mean, we each have our specialties, right? Mm. You sing, I play guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, why would... How do you go about having an impact based
on
that?
Well, I think there are several aspects here. First of all, as artists, we're constantly dealing with sort of putting ourselves in other people's positions, whether that's trying to understand the composer's perspective, the poet's perspective, mm-hmm. the playwright's perspective. It's a project in empathy is art, and so I think that gives us an opportunity to practice that empathy in the larger world at the same time, and as you said, we all have our own skills. And I think it's important, yes, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a politician, I can't save lives in the ER, but I have my own skills and I have to use those skills in a way that will make an impact in our larger community.
Well, the skill that you have is to make people feel something.
Absolutely.
Right.
And we are communicators. As artists, we are communicators, but we're also listeners. We spend, especially myself as a musician, I spend a large part of my day listening, whether that's to myself or to a collaborator. Mm-hmm. And so I think we're uniquely poised in that way, both to communicate a message and sort of create a conversation, to listen to people, to sort of translate that the messages that different people are sending into sort of an artistic way. And art is able to sort of penetrate beyond what words by themselves are able to do, because they are so emotionally driven, not just intellectually driven. And so I think we're able to access people at a different level. And frankly, art is also a community builder. You know, when I'm in a concert hall, I don't know what the political views are of the person sitting next to me. What I do know is that they're enjoying this concert just as much as I am. And so it's a way of bringing people together, of sort of having a starting point for conversation, that then we can sort of delve deeper into these difficult issues.
When you were, growing up, sort of forming your personality, forming your emotional makeup, how much of a role did works of art play in that?
Absolutely huge. I was fortunate enough to grow up in Berlin in Germany, and I had the opportunity of going to the opera. You know, I think at one point I was going 3 or 4 times a week. Mm-hmm. There's 3 opera houses in Berlin. I had ample opportunity to immerse myself in the musical arts, which was my primary interest, but also in the visual and the theater and so forth. And it really shaped me into the person I am. It makes you be empathetic, because you are constantly trying to see, especially as an opera singer, where I'm portraying roles a lot of the time, I'm constantly trying to understand the world from somebody else's perspective, from a character's perspective that has had a very different life story than myself. And I think that empathy, that sense of compassion with somebody else's psyche, is really important to bring into daily life, to try and understand that everybody has different backgrounds and has different life stories and different realities, if you like. And so I think that the process of applying what we do in art to the everyday is really important.
If you were to take, you know, your 10 most depressing headlines of the last couple of months. Mm. I think a lot of them, you know, let's say, an officer-involved shooting, turning fire hoses on demonstrators, exporting immigrants, whatever, you might again and again find yourself saying, where's the empathy, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's part of the problem. That's one of the reasons we're so divided is we can't seem to understand the other side. And as much as I value these social justice issues, and I want to sort of be an advocate on behalf of marginalized groups. In fact, artists are sort of becoming marginalized groups at the same time. I also really want to bring people together. I also really want to encourage conversation and empathy between opposing ideas and opposing parties. And so I think it's multifold here. I think, seeing these headlines, if we could all put ourselves in other people's shoes a little bit more, we would perhaps have less of these headlines.
What are your first steps in forming Artists for Social Change?
Well, my first step was simply reaching out to colleagues of mine that I know are interested in these issues and starting a conversation. So I opened it up to the very broad artistic community here in Hawaii. I'm based at UH Manoa, and so I started with faculty and students there, both in the music department and in other arts departments. So I reached out to theater and dance and to the visual arts and to poetry and so forth. And then I reached out to the larger artistic community. So we have people involved that are in the Hawaii Symphony, that are part of the sort of visual arts community outside of UH Manoa. So the beginning was just starting a conversation. What do we want to do? What can we do? What is it our responsibility to do? How can we use our art to affect social change, or at least to be part of the conversation? And so we started with a meeting. We just started with a conversation and have gone from there.
So you're feeling some momentum behind all
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. You'd be surprised at how many people really care about these social issues. And as artists, we can sometimes feel powerless because, as I said before, I'm not a lawyer. I can't go to the airport and offer my services to the immigrants that are stuck because of the ban that happened 3 weeks ago. I can't do that. But what I can do is use my own skill. And I think a lot of artists are feeling that way right now, that they want to be active using their own skills. And so that initial, just the initial sort of me reaching out, I have 50 different people on my sort of email contact list that want to be involved, not just in performing, but in planning and creating movement and creating different events. And so the first thing to do is have a concert, to have a performance event. That's what we do as especially performing artists is we have an event. So we're going to host our first event on March 14th. 7:30 p.m. in Orvis Auditorium at UH Manoa. And we're going to simply pick a topic and present artworks around that topic and start discussion around that topic.
Thanks so much for coming in, Rachel.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Good to talk to you. Rachel Schutz is a performing artist and the founder of a new organization called Artists for Social Justice. You can learn more about the organization and its upcoming concert on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.